House Bill 4409 creates the Valued Employee Retention Program with the goal of giving employers incentive to reduce workers' hours rather than laying them off. Legal counsel Alice Chakmakian explained the committee substitute for the bill and how it accomplishes its goal.
It requires employers to enter an agreement with the commissioner so that they would submit a plan explaining how instead of laying off their employees, they would reduce their hours. And in exchange for that, the employee could get unemployment benefits proportional to the amount of hours that they've been reduced. So if they had an 8-hour day and they cut them back to 4 hours, they would be eligible for 50% of their otherwise what they would get if they were laid off for unemployment.
The program is intended to be short-term. Proposed programs from employers can only be approved for a period of 1 year as the business attempts to recover enough to return their employees to normal hours. Delegates had many questions for Chakmakian. Delegate Daryl Cowles asked about the fiscal impact the bill would have on the unemployment trust fund.
The annual benefit payments for this program are estimated to be $1.6 million. The U.S. Department of Labor will reimburse compliant states for benefits up to August 22nd. 2015, the benefit cost is based on several studies of other states, which indicate a 0.7% share of total regular benefits.
Despite a few objections, the bill was approved by the committee to be reported to the floor. During the House session, an amendment to House Bill 4067, a bill authorizing the Department of Military Affairs and Public Safety to put in effect legislative rules, was proposed by Delegate John Schott. One of the bill's intended purposes is to alleviate counties' costs to keep inmates in the regional jails. The bill allows the Regional Jail and Correctional Facility Authority to research if it can decrease the per-day cost of housing an inmate. Schott says his home county of Mercer is working its way out of over $1 million in jail fees. He says his proposed amendment would assure counties a way to save money.
The language that I'm suggesting we add instead is the following. If the preliminary projected cost per inmate day, and that's the way they measure this, per inmate day, indicates that a reduction can be implemented without jeopardizing the ability to implement a physically sound annual operating budget for the next fiscal year's operating budget, the RJA board, that's Regional Jail Board, shall implement an appropriate reduction in the rate charged per inmate day during the next fiscal year.
However, Delegate Doug Reynolds said the amendment, which was rejected by the Finance Committee, could have an adverse effect.
The incentive for the jail authority, even if they're trying to do a good job, would be to maybe disingenuously overestimate the cost, knowing that, gosh, if we don't, then we'll have to give it back. And then in future years, what I worry about is the regional jail authority would be incentivized to have the attitude of, well, we better spend all the money this year, because next year when we put our preliminary budget together, then we'll have to give the money back.
The amendment was rejected by a voice vote. House Bill 4067 is up for full vote today. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.